Here is another story of one of the 26,000 people harmed by Truvada who are part of a class action lawsuit. Christopher Pierro filed his case July 2018 in Louisiana Federal Court. He took Truvada to manage his HIV from 2008 to 2009. Pierro was 26 when he started taking Truvada. By age 30, he suffered bone necrosis and bone loss so severe that he needed to have both hips replaced. He suffered a great deal of pain after each surgery. Pierro's lawsuit claimed Gilead studies showed levels of TAF in target cells were about 10-fold and 30-fold greater than with TDF. It was also more efficient and barely detectable after the body used it. But TDF remained in blood plasma, a marker that it could be toxic to non-target cells. Despite this knowledge, Gilead continued to sell the less effective, more toxic TDF and withhold TAF from patients. Rebecca Culshaw Smith is the only journalist covering the Truvada story on a regular basis. Click the link below to read her investigative reports on Substack.